producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Talk Live, and we're launching into the second hour of the program. Of course, you can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Happy birthday, now legal, according to a federal judge.
Oh, thank God.
In, I believe, Los Angeles, the LA Times reporting on this story. We were getting into some of the history of the Happy Birthday song written back in the 1890s, 1893, but it wasn't originally written as Happy Birthday. It was written as Good Morning to All. And then at some point, someone wrote the lyrics to Happy Birthday. But according to the case, nobody really knows who that was, even though there's a company that has been asserting the rights to the song for quite a while. Warner Music had purchased it from a company a little while back, actually a couple few decades ago, and have been actively enforcing their copyright, or at least what they thought was their copyright on this song, extracting hundreds of thousands of dollars, up to hundreds of thousands of dollars, from various different people who are using the song in movies and other music and restaurants, etc. So I want to continue that discussion, but joining you in the studio here tonight, it's Ian.
Taryn.
Sorry, Taryn. Try that again.
Here we go. I'm Taryn P. Lupo, and I am on Periscope if you want to join us. See it behind
Twitter.com/TarynLupo.
Yep.
And who are you?
And Mark. I'm sorry, I was listening to the Periscope thing.
There you go. Yeah, I forget to mention that we have live streaming behind the scenes if you want to see what goes on at breaks on the Periscope feed.
Yeah, thank you for doing that, Taryn. It's an interesting addition to the show. Mark was telling all kinds of pig stories.
I got to say, it's one of my favorite things to talk about.
He does get excited. You should see all the hand movements.
It is funny. It's really funny, too. You know, watching Mark over the decade plus that I've known him go from a convertible-driving metrosexual in Sarasota, Florida, to a pig farmer in New Hampshire who lives in the woods.
Speaking of which, I have to do my nails.
So
not completely not metro.
So anyway, we were discussing Happy Birthday, but also copyright as a whole and the idea of it. And somebody, I think the question at the end of the last hour was something to the effect of, you know, can anybody tell us why copyright should exist? Because it restricts creativity. Some would argue that it forces people to be more creative. Like, for instance, you could claim that the restaurants who could not sing Happy Birthday, who wanted to wish a happy birthday to their clients, had to come up with something else. They had to be more creative in that way.
I think the argument I hear the most is that it allows people who are the first in on something to at least gain back their investment. You know, they did research and development to come out with a new product. That's the idea, because usually the second company that comes in is the one that really earns.
Not copyright.
Copyright, right? Patents. Sorry, I lump them together.
I think they should both go away.
Intellectual property. Yeah. There's three types of intellectual property. There are patents, there's trademarks, and there's copyrights. And they have different aspects, but they're all intellectual property. And I can see a trademark as being an issue of sort of fraud. So if I sell a brown bubbly liquid in a red and white can that says Coca-Cola across it, but it tastes like purple grape drink, right? Like it's something that's not Coke, mm-hmm. but I sell it as Coke. Then I'm committing fraud essentially against everybody who's buying this stuff because it, you know, it's Coke, they think, and then they get, blah, what is this? They're surprised.
Well, also, if you wrote a song and someone else claims they wrote the song, that's also fraud, isn't it?
It would. I would say that's fraud, but are you defrauding the person that what are the damages at that point?
Well, I guess if they're making money off of the claim that they wrote the song or a book, for instance, if you wrote a book and then I took the book's words and put my name on the front of it and then started selling it. The damages would, in theory, be the money that I made from selling the book that I represented to be mine, but in point of fact was not written by me.
I don't have any great solutions for, because I believe intellectual property exists because it exists in people's minds. People, like, for instance, if you go out and you start, you know, singing somebody else's song and like it's your song, yeah, people are going to be like, that's just wrong. Or the big music company puts some big singer behind the song that you wrote and you were performing or whatever, and they don't give you any money. People are going to be like, that's wrong.
I think you can let the market handle this. I think that, you know, it's not a perfect world. There are going to be situations that are going to be less than desirable, I imagine, for folks who otherwise would want to rely on the government to protect them. But generally, you know, for instance, if you wrote the book originally and then I start shopping it around bookstores and turns out that you were the original writer of it, then hopefully the bookstores would have the connections to the industry to be able to get their books from proper sources and not just some guy coming in off the street offering them to them.
I'll tell you how I handle this, because I've...
You are an author.
Yeah, I've got almost 20 books on Amazon, and the way I handle this, because you can't put any book out there these days and expect that someone's not going to just torrent it and put it out somewhere for free. I mean, yeah, you can find my books free everywhere. The way I handle this is if someone were to be as brazen as to take my name off it and put their name on and sell my book, I turn the fans against them. So I say, hey, you always have some superstar fans that love your work. And you say, hey, this guy is pretending to be me. Go destroy the reviews on Amazon. And so you send them, you tell the fans, and they're very protective over you because they know if you don't make any money, you're going to stop writing.
Right, and a store that is selling this competitor's book, the scammer, they're not going to be happy with customers coming to them telling them, hey, you've got the wrong book, right? They're going to make a change, and they're going to call you, and they're going to get the right book in there because they want to look like they're on the up and up, and they would say, whoa, it was an honest mistake. You know, we didn't know. And also, think about this. The originator of the so-called intellectual property is always first to market. You know, nobody else knows what your book's going to say until you release the book. And so you, at the very least, have whatever time it takes between when you release the book and when somebody finally gets around to reverse engineering it or whatever you want to call it, right, and then putting their own name on it. So you are always first to market, and the market has come up with interesting ways to release books. Stephen King is one of the people who's done this, as far as I understand, is where releasing chapters at a time. So if you're really concerned about this, if you're really concerned about the idea of somebody taking your book and then doing something with it after you've released it, well, just release one chapter at a time until you get paid the amount that you're looking for the next chapter. Then you release that chapter. And then by the time the whole book is released, you know, you've had this long period where your fans are paying up to get to read whatever it is that happens next, and whoever it is that wants to rip off your book has to wait through the entire period to get through to the end of the book, right? So there are ways to kind of draw this out and use the market and creative means of release to put as much money in your pocket as possible.
There are some good ones. I've experimented with some myself because of this issue, but there are other issues that are tougher. Like, my girlfriend writes articles and makes money. And they pay for, you know, they have like Google AdSense on some of her more popular articles, and she gets paid. And she gets a victim of her own success. Like, it ends up being one of the best articles on the net. Everybody rips it off and posts the exact same article everywhere, and it bleeds a bunch of her traffic away, and she loses money. I don't know how to handle that necessarily when you're constantly, you know, your job now is to go chase down Russians who are stealing your articles and putting them out, or...
You should not make that your job.
No,
it's not worth it.
It's very distracting, but it does hurt. Her sales went way down. Like, her ad, they were siphoning off traffic. And Google punishes you if you write something original and then it appears somewhere else on the internet. They drop your rankings for that. You never want to put duplicate material on it because it destroys the rankings on your website. Yeah.
So that was destroying her website,
swiping
stuff?
Right. And I don't know how to handle that, being, you know, a liberty-minded guy that I don't deal with copyright. But, you know, I'm not going to go threaten some person.
It's
we're going to have the government
business.
That's
just the cost of doing business.
I guess
if you want to write
you
on
made
the internet,
money for a while, and then that's it.
It's
you
over.
Know, until everybody... jumps on.
And that's one of the things that copyright does that's ridiculous, is it allows somebody who never wrote the original work, to profit from granddaddy's efforts or whatever down the line 100 years later. And that's ridiculous.
That's the other end of this, is that, how far does this go? And remember that Tharg, who created the wheel, and Urg, who figured out the fire, these guys, assuming they made it, and assuming that we're still, we're related to these guys, their technology moves our world in so many amazing ways, but it's not like everybody's getting paid for the fact that they're all related to these guys that made the wheel or whatever.
855-450-FREE. If you want to talk about intellectual property, you can join us here on Free Talk Live. That toll-free number, 855-450-3733, or Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. We've been talking about copyright and so-called intellectual property, patents, etc., which was all sparked by the Happy Birthday song being released into the public domain by a federal judge who determined basically that there is no copyright on Happy Birthday, and all of the claims that Warner Music has made over the years are basically invalid. So all the money they collected essentially without having any legal backing, but they pulled it off for close to three decades. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE if you want to join us here. Let's go to Tom. He's in Burbank, California, and you're listening online. Hello, Tom.
Hey there. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know that I found you from Periscope, so Periscope works.
Awesome.
Ah, that's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Otherwise, I would not even have known you guys existed. And
thanks.
So I was listening to you a little bit. And, yeah, and you're in Burbank, home of Warner Music, Warner Brothers.
Uh-huh.
And I've worked in the entertainment business. I've never worked on the music side. I have worked on the marketing side in for movies and television and home video and games. But when I hear you talking about copyrights, and I'm not really quite sure what the business model is if you got rid of copyrights. I mean, just because, and I was really interested in where you were taking the conversation about the blog posts. If your girlfriend writes the blog posts and spends her time and effort putting them out there and someone else grabs it and makes money from it, I mean, what's the incentive, you know, to be doing that?
Well, I believe that she makes money by being the first to do it. It takes a little while for that to happen. But
right.
That is a frustrating option, but my issue is a moral issue. I'm not about to use the government and send the government's force to go make someone take that down. There's got to be a better way where I can live with myself morally and not use force on my neighbor to get them to do what I want.
Well, back before, we've had Dr. Mary Ruart on the show, the author of Healing Our World. She worked in the pharmaceutical industry in decades past. And she told us that before, you know, patents existed on medication, the incentive for Bayer or whoever it was to manufacture a medicine would be that if they were first to market, it'd be their name that people would remember, right? Like when you go, when somebody went to buy aspirin or whatever, they'd ask for Bayer or whoever it was that was first to market there. And so there's a lot of value in being the originator of whatever the idea happens to be, and the market will reward whoever it is that's first to market. So that's the incentive.
And there's also, I mean, there's industries you can look at. For instance, the only thing that's copyrightable, or you know, the only intellectual property in the fashion industry is the name brand. So
yeah, that's true. The design itself is not copyrighted.
The Gucci handbags, one of the reasons these handbags are covered in these gaudy, awful logos is that they can't copyright the cut and the material and these things that are used to make them. But somehow or another, the fashion industry manages to every single year sell us short skirts or long skirts or wide ties or thin ties, or, you know, this year's it's pastels is the palette or whatever it is that they do.
For very high dollars, too. Yeah, these brands are very expensive.
I never realized.
Have any problem with that.
That's why Gucci puts their big G on everything, is because now that part's illegal to copy, but not the design of the bag.
Well, I mean, it's certainly in there.
Or the Coach. The Coach puts their little CCs on all the fabric everywhere.
So does that answer some of your question there, Tom?
I don't quite agree, because I think what will happen, certainly in the entertainment world, is that people, I'm not sure I quite agree with your concept that people will reward whoever brought it in there first. People will reward whoever brings it to them cheapest. So if I go out there,
some people will. Not all.
I think a huge majority of people will, if it's legal. I mean, I think one of the things that kept a lot of people from, you know, downloading free music was because, you know, they honestly thought it wasn't the right thing to do.
But that's ridiculous.
Now, you might be able to make it the conflating what is right with what is legal is pretty dangerous. Throughout human history, we can look at a lot of wrong things that were done under the color of law and vice versa. But I do understand what you're saying is that people thought it was wrong. Is there a way that we can make it wrong without having the penalty that's associated with it? And I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah.
But I think what will happen... I think what will happen with entertainment content is people will go for, you know, wherever they can get it the cheapest. And if I could, you know, take a movie and create, you know, steal the content and put it on a DVD for $2.
But there's no evidence for that. There's no evidence for what you're saying.
Let me handle this, because this I did run into with writing books.
Mm-hmm.
Is, you know, you're in this day and age, there's no way your stuff's not going to get stolen. You're going to have to deal with that as a reality. No matter what musician you are, whatever movie you put out, there's just too many people, generations that have been brought up that are not afraid of it. They don't think it's illegal. I don't know anyone that's under 35 that pays for music, you know, unless
sure
it's
do.
Like
when
an artist they really like. Yeah,
no, or if it's an artist they really like. Look,
but other than that, man, it's a changing world that you're crazy to spend all your energy chasing this stuff around.
There have been studies done on the people who download torrents, the people who are downloading the music and the movies, the things that you're using the term stolen, Tom. And what they found out is that a lot of these folks, they're not in the marketplace to buy it in the first place. So, you know, just because they're downloading the movie doesn't mean they were a good prospect to go and pay $10 for the ticket to go and see it in the theaters. And these movies are still getting $100 million in a weekend, and they're still, you know, raking in the cash. So the claim that, you know, somebody sitting in the back of a movie theater with a video camera recording the movie is somehow a significant threat to these multi-billion-dollar companies is pretty ridiculous. I mean, you can go right now, whatever the hot new movie is, and you can go on the torrent sites and you can find a version of that movie because somebody sat in the back of a theater and recorded it with their camera or set up a tripod or whatever. But that version of the movie sucks, and nobody wants to watch that version of it. You know,
it sure isn't in real 3D.
It's definitely not in 3D. And so, you know, 3D and surround sound, these are things that the movie theaters can offer that the online experience doesn't offer. And so, I don't know. I don't think there's any evidence for it. And they also found that a lot of people use the online downloading as ways to sample product.
Yeah.
So, you know, instead of having to buy a CD, you know, you talked about Vanilla Ice earlier. I don't know what his CD was like back in the 1990s, but let's just say there was only one or two good tracks on it. That wasn't atypical for music,
that's
right?
That's how it was back in the day.
Didn't have a popular couple of radio hits, and the rest of the album was just kind of a throwaway. So, you know, people would buy, they paid $19 for the CD back then, and they'd be bummed out because they got a junk CD, but now they can sample it online, and if they like it, then they know, hey, look, if I don't buy this person's music, they're not going to make another album. People understand that. They're not stupid.
Well, I can only relate to you my own experience. And working in the home video world, which I completely agree with you on the, you know, going seeing in the movie theater versus the nasty video that someone took in the theater is not the same experience. That's not really...
I want to hear more about your home video experience. If you can hang on, Tom, we'll bring you back and discuss that with you if you've got the time for it. Guy works in the industry out in California, right where Warner is based, he says.
Burbank, sounds legit.
Yep, 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
My Patriot Supply is making the choice to get prepared easier and more affordable than ever. For a limited time, a 4-week emergency food supply is just $99. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-276-4010 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. Get prepared today. Call 800-276-4010 today for your $99 4-week food emergency supply.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. If you're online and you care about privacy, you need ProXPN. It's a virtual private network. They encrypt all of your online data before it gets to your internet service provider, and ProXPN does it right. They offer OpenVPN, which is the gold standard of network encryption. They've got apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and Linux support as well. So whatever operating system you're using, you can use ProXPN. And unlike those other guys, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. They've got more servers than ever before, giving you greater speed and security. And they'll take credit card as well as Bitcoin. You can get 50% off their regular monthly price for the lifetime of the account. And when you buy your annual account, you can use code FTL50. To get that deep discount of 50% off the regular monthly price. It can be cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. ProXPN.com, code FTL50. Take back the privacy that is your right. As we go back to Tom, he's in Burbank listening to Free Talk Live for what sounds like the first time. He found us on Periscope thanks to Taryn, who has been broadcasting during a lot of the breaks. He's actually still doing it right now in the middle of the show as well. And so we've been discussing intellectual property. Tom, you work in the business, the movie and video industry.
Did I,
yes, sir.
Did I miss more of the pig stories?
No, that's what's happening on the Periscope.
I don't think there was a pig story during the break.
Not I couldn't do the Periscope and the phone at the same time.
Yeah, that makes sense.
No more pig stories.
So you said that, you know, we were talking about how in a world without intellectual property, or at least without the government protecting it and leaving it to the market to come up with more creative ways, more solutions that maybe we haven't thought of here, that having something come out to the marketplace first gives you a benefit over everybody who might copy it later on down the line. You gave the example of somebody who would rip a movie and put it on a DVD and then sell it for $2. And those people exist. They're on the streets of some big cities. You know, they open up their coat. They got DVDs hanging there. Right? Yeah. Hey, you want to piss? You want to? Right.
The other side
kid?
Of the coat has you know, Rolexes for $15 too.
So, so Tom, you were going to give us an example of why you don't think that would necessarily apply to the home video market as opposed to major release films.
Yeah, well, certainly on the home videos, I think one of the things, and you touched on it earlier, that the theater experience is something that can't be duplicated outside the theater. So that's something that no one else can do. But when it comes to the home video side of it, to have a movie on a piece of plastic, one of the things that I just noticed, certainly at Warner Brothers on the home video side, I mean, sales of DVDs, have really shrunk over the years. Part of that is because
I bet they have.
Streaming, but part of it is also because of people that were buying it and not paying Warner Brothers for it. And it's really true in all the home video operations here in town. It's been the same thing. So I know that certainly internally it was a big issue that did hurt sales. So I know a lot of people that lost their jobs, just from downsizing and things like that, because sales just weren't where they once were.
Well, as you said, though, streaming's a factor, too, right?
So I want to know how the home video market has adjusted. Like, what changes have you seen for them to adapt so they can survive?
They can't.
Certainly the streaming. Well, one of the things, and you're talking about it, is the going after every legal avenue to maintain that kind of control, and that's certainly something that is always a big part of any entertainment business. And certainly the streaming, I think they like streaming because they're getting paid for it, from Netflix or from Amazon or whoever is.
Yeah, but do they make as much off of a stream viewer as they would somebody buying a DVD?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Really?
Because they don't have to move a bunch of plastic around together, yeah.
Well, no, but what I mean...
You're exactly right.
Okay, no, I understand that. So, I mean, out of the DVD, if you're looking at a $20 DVD, there's a certain amount of it that's going to the retailer, right? So there's a wholesale cost. So let's say it's a, $5, $10 wholesale cost or something like that. And then there's the wholesaler who's taking a cut. So certainly you are cutting out the middleman. What is it? I mean, what's a payout from Netflix per view of a movie? What's a realistic payout?
I mean, to be really honest, and I worked at Netflix too years ago.
Oh, wow.
Not in this side of the business. I was on the marketing side of business. I worked at Netflix when it was a startup. Usually the deal is, and I have no inside information here, but typically the deal is a certain dollar amount that's paid for each episode of television or each movie, and then probably some kind of revenue share of each time it is streamed out there.
You know what the amount is? So there's like a licensing fee to where, let's say, Sharknado, I just saw that one recently, Sharknado gets licensed to be used by Netflix as a stream option, but then they also pay per view. So what's the pay per view? Is it like 5 cents, 50 cents, a buck? I mean, what are we talking about?
I honestly don't know, but I'm not trying to... anything here.
You were certain that they're making more money off of streaming. Do you? I think what Ian's question was is, do they make as much off of a stream as they made off of a DVD, I think is what Ian's question was.
That's my question.
Because yes. I'll bet you more people are watching more videos because they don't have to go out to the video store to watch, and I'd be willing to bet that. I've gotten rid of my television. So if I want to watch something, I'm going to have to watch it through Amazon Prime. It either needs to be – it's going to be streamed. It either needs to be paid for or not paid for. So, yeah, I'm watching things – I'm watching – my viewing habits have changed entirely in the last 5 years.
There's still a market out in the rural country where you just don't have streaming ability. Like, you just don't have, you know, you're on a satellite or something. So there's still DVD sales for that area. But honestly, with the streaming, my understanding is Netflix will either buy it outright where they pay one-time fee and they play it as much as they want for a certain period, or they'll do what he's talking about, where they'll buy it and give you a little piece each time it plays. I doubt it's anything close to what a DVD.
I can't imagine it's more than 50 cents.
No,
as far
it's probably
as
less than that. It's probably pennies, but they're getting probably hundreds of thousands of hits. I mean, being on Netflix is like the holy grail.
So do you know what the DVD profit, I mean, what's the average profit on a $20 DVD for Warner? I mean, what does that go for? Is it
a buck? Your numbers were about right that you were talking about there before. And again, it depends on where.
Well, I don't. What did I say?
50 cents.
50 cents
well,
for.
You were saying it was about, you know, about a 50% markup in the store. So yeah, if it's a $20 DVD, the store probably bought it for $10. And
but how much of that is plastic?
That 10.
But how much of that is plastic?
No, right, there's manufacturing costs as well. But I mean, like, you know, at the end of the day, if Warner sells one DVD, what does Warner take home out of that $20? Is it $5?
Probably $5 to $7 would be my estimate. And again, it also, that was one of the reasons that Blu-ray was so good, because Blu-ray was you know, you could make more margin on Blu-ray.
Well, yeah, they're like $40
brand
new.
High profit.
I don't think you can stream Blu-ray quality, right?
Yeah, they've got pretty high-end streaming these days, but it's still not quite. I don't think it's quite Blu-ray.
It was kind of a great marketing technique that you could only get these Blu-ray quality with a Blu-ray machine.
But what you're saying, Tom, just to be clear, is that now with streaming, with Netflix, the Amazon Primes, and all that, you're saying the movie houses, the Warner Brothers, the Paramounts of the world, they're pulling in more revenue from streaming sales than they are from DVD sales.
Yes.
Interesting. So that's a good thing.
Yeah,
It's okay that DVDs are dying off. I mean, this is an old format, right? It's more than a decade. It's 2 decades old. DVD is 2 decades old. I remember they came out in like what, 95, 96.
What's going to replace this? I want to know, because, you know, here I am, I'm buying movies on Amazon, and you know, I'm afraid what's going to happen to my CDs or my DVDs is the same thing that's going to happen to my Amazon in 20 years. This is going to go away. But I can't even imagine what's going to replace it.
Maybe Super 3D TV or something. I mean, they just can upgrade it. I
Tom,
have no idea.
Tom, welcome to Free Talk Live. Thanks for listening tonight. And you can get us seven nights a week over at freetalklive.com anytime you want. And feel free to call us anytime. Thanks, man. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Maybe you got some comments on copyright, the movie business, how things have changed over time. Well, yeah, let's talk about what's next. It's Free Talk Live.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of O2Pure, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-717-9859. The revolutionary O2Pure design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no nasty tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love whenever and wherever they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with O2Pure. Again, free starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-717-9859. 1-800-717-9859. 1-800-717-9859.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Inviting you to join the show here and get on the air, talk about whatever happens beyond your mind. We are discussing the issue of copyright, patents, intellectual property, sort of the wider issue. We started the discussion with the news that Happy Birthday is now legal. You can sing it in a business if you want to. It used to be illegal to do that. And a federal judge has overturned the copyright claims of the copyright holder, or who thought they were the copyright holder, Warner Brothers. Our toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Skype in at username lrn.fm. You can bring up what you want. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Taryn P. Lupo.
And Mark.
The judge ultimately ruled that no evidence existed that the Summy Corporation, the original company to assert a copyright claim over Happy Birthday, ever legally obtained the rights to the Happy Birthday to You song from whomever wrote it. And nobody knows who that was. This is from the L.A. Times. Tuesday's ruling means the song is now considered a public work and is free for everyone to use without fear of having to pay for it, according to a statement from the plaintiff's attorneys. And this has brought us to a larger discussion about copyright in general. And, Mark, you had just asked a moment ago, what's next? You know, we talked about the different formats of movies, for instance, like, you know, VHS and Beta, and then VHS won that war, and then DVD came out in the mid-1990s, and then in the aughts, we had HD DVD and Blu-ray. Blu-ray won that war. But Blu-ray kind of came out at a time when streaming was just starting to really get rolling. And you could argue that streaming essentially kind of neutered the success of Blu-ray. It never really took off in any significant manner, from my understanding. I mean, I haven't looked at the numbers recently, but DVD's still kind of going strong out there after two decades as the dominant format. A lot of people who aren't videophiles won't know the difference between Blu-ray and DVD. I mean, to me, it's obvious the difference. It's a huge difference in picture quality, but
well,
I'm a videophile.
When we buy movies online through Amazon at Amazon Prime, we always get the low quality. We've got one.
You don't pay extra for the HD.
Right, another $5 or whatever for the HD. I frankly cannot tell the difference. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's the streaming.
Your TV can only project so much because
it's not like
I don't notice a big difference either when I was doing it.
I've got one of these flat things that we put up on the wall. I probably didn't pay the extra money to have the 1080 versus the 720 or whatever it is. That doesn't sound like me, but I mean, I thought it was a huge upgrade from this giant cabinet thing that I was using prior to that. I had like a 50-inch TV from 1995 that I replaced, and so
The question is, what's next after streaming? I don't know. It's hard to envision that. It certainly doesn't seem like it's going to be physical media.
I think I have an answer, maybe. Is, cable industry, I guess I should say, is losing money hand over fist because everybody's canceling, I don't know.
Cord cutters, as they are called.
And I haven't had it in years. Mark has.
I never had cable television as an adult. I have cable modem for internet access, but
so
that's it.
What I think is going to happen is I think cable's finally going to have to give in and let people pick and choose and create their own packages so you can get like the few channels you want. I think that's going to be the next thing that happens for them to compete. I don't see how
that's all they got left. I think you're right.
Yeah,
but
I mean, what else can
they
do?
That's just a last-ditch attempt, right?
Yeah,
like,
because
that's not real innovation.
I mean,
it's
nice. Like, I have all three. I have Hulu, Amazon, and Netflix. And we got to surf around to get the shows you want. Like, they're not all on one. Mm. Netflix mainly has old shows. Amazon, you usually have to pay for
everything.
See, I still
do it old school. I still got the platters being sent to me. I get the discs coming from Netflix.
Yeah. I just am stuck about returning those
things. I wouldn't
want
to do that.
Well, I don't watch enough stuff. Like, I had Sharknado sitting on my shelf for 3 months.
You're the best customer ever.
Yeah, they love me, right? Because I don't actually return the disc in any amount of time. Like, yeah. I sit on it for 3 sets. Sharknado cost me $30 just to sit there and wait for me to actually watch the thing. Anyway.
I just want to get mine and get it now and listen to it. And I would never want to do that. Go back to getting the DVD to me in the mail.
Yeah, I think you're probably in the majority there. What do you think? What's coming next after streaming? I mean, how could anything come next? I'm sure something will, but we don't know what it is.
It's got to be better quality streaming is all I can think of.
Well, yeah, 4K is on the way, so 4K is like a lot higher resolution than 1080p, but as you pointed out, Mark,
or 3D or something.
There's a certain point of diminishing returns. Like, if you sit too far away from your TV set, you can't discern the difference between 720 and 1080. The human I just can't, discern that at a certain distance. And so the difference between 1080p and 4K, again, you're going to have huge displays to really maximize the 4K vision. So that's what's next. But how popular it's going to be in any amount of time, I don't know. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Maybe sex robots are next. That's what Matthew's calling about.
Yeah.
Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello?
Hey, can you hear me?
Hey, yeah, go ahead.
Hey, one, for what you were just talking about, I actually work for a Cox cable.
And all right.
Yeah, it's like $70 to get any base TV package with any of what a lot of people call essential programs like ESPN or Cartoon Network or anything like that. So, yeah, they're really, really taking a beating on stuff like that. And
are there discussions at the corporate level? I mean, I don't know what what job you have with them, but are there any talks about what Taryn was discussing, the a la carte option, allowing people to just take a few?
For a la carte, no. What they're trying to do to get people to do that is, offering huge, huge discounts, like, 60% savings if you order phone and internet, which phone is an antique and nobody wants anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And you just get massive discounts, and then they waive, like, ridiculously overpriced installation fees. So, like, that's how cable companies are trying to combat it, is they're just, shifting away from the cable market and more into the internet market.
Then they are in trouble. If they keep on, if that's their thing, is that they're going to keep on trying to figure out how to get that same amount out of the household as they used to, they're in trouble because I am not spending anywhere near what I used to spend in dollars, not even real dollars, but just dollars as I was 10 or 20 years ago.
I think realistically, I would pay the same as a Netflix subscription if I could pick maybe top 10 channels I wanted.
I'd be happy. I'd love to watch some football.
Something cheap like that.
But you can go to a bar and watch that if you have.
Or you can get it through the air still. A lot of high def, you know, a lot of high def antennas
here
is pretty decent.
You can't do that in Keene, New Hampshire. Go ahead, Matthew.
I've always thought that it'd be like in football or hockey's best interest that, you know, $100 you could buy a subscription to like just the Baltimore Ravens or just the Detroit Red Wings or something like that. Don't care about the other 31 teams or anything out there, but like I know as a mild sportsman, like I'm not diehard or anything. I wouldn't throw down the $300 or whatever it is for Sunday ticket, but for just one team, yeah, I'd be willing to throw down $100 for an entire season.
Now, Sunday ticket, is that a DirecTV thing or is that through their websites?
Yeah, DirecTV.
Because I know that some of these national sports companies are offering web streaming of their product. Now, I don't know if it's where you can buy a one-team deal or you have to just get the whole thing, but I suspect it's the former. I suspect because each team has their own site. And so I think that, you know, if you're like a, what is it, Buccaneers or Boston Red Sox fan, that you can just go to the Boston Red Sox site and subscribe to that. I suspect, I don't know, I'm not a sports fan, but I believe that that's the case.
But anyway, what I was actually calling in for, you know, I think it was last week you guys were talking about, like, cryogenically freezing people. And, like, when you guys...
Oh, I think Mark has a commercial about...
Mark, we talked about it, too.
Yeah, did you? Okay.
Okay. So, you know, they're working on trying to ban sex robots or anything before that's even a thing. Now, just hypothetically speaking, you know, somebody dies, they preserve their head, you know, 50 years from now, they can bring that person essentially back.
50? You know, putting, that sounds optimistic.
Well, you know, however long.
Okay.
But, you know, Futurama style, throw the head on a robot body.
Yep.
Would that still be considered, you know, hypothetically speaking, a sex robot? Or would that essentially be that person again? Would that just be, you know, like you guys were comparing augmentation like glasses and stuff?
Well, I think as long as it's got that person's personality and memories and all that and, you know, their soul, if you will, then people would see that as a person.
Yeah, because,
and not,
I mean,
a robot.
If you think someone who had a stroke that can't move their body or do anything, they're still a person because
Stephen Hawking, for instance.
I mean, he could be, we could replace every one of his limbs with, you know.
Although, isn't Hawking one of the ones who's saying the robots, look out, the robots are going to kill everybody and take over? Isn't
he's on the list.
Yeah.
Is he?
Hey, Matthew, thanks for the call tonight, man. I do appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number
pretty
is
deep.
855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And I would like to know still, if anyone has an answer to Mark's question, what is coming next? I mean, obviously, the 4K TV, that's just a higher resolution. That doesn't have to do with delivery systems, right? So, is there something beyond streaming? I don't see what it would be. Right? Like, we're all going to have more internet, more connectivity, and so streaming isn't going to go away, it doesn't seem like, but, you know, who knows? You can answer the question if you want, or bring up anything on Free Talk Live.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years, and satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.